enjoy a good squeeze.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze.
The show where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives.
That's right. And today we're going to do it. We're going to be revisiting a topic that we had discussed about a year ago, correct?
That's right. About a year ago, we dipped our toe into that Bond fitness challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting ready to do round two, but we need some guidance.
That's right. So we're very lucky to have a guest joining us today. This guest is going to be very special because this individual doesn't just have a special connection to the Bond Fitness Challenge or a heavy influence. This is the creator of the Bond Fitness Challenge.
You might know him as the Bond Experience. David, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. This is an absolute delight for us. So thank you.
Yeah. You know, just right out the gate, thank you so much for taking the time to meet with us and chat it up about some fitness.
That's right.
I was going to say, this is one of my favorite topics, but I have to tell you again, right off the bat, in case we lose your listeners as I begin to talk, I'm a fan of your channel. I mean, the reason I said yes is because I've started listening to you, wound up going back after we met, because when you meet somebody, you get that connection, you know how it is. It crosses the barrier between one dimensional into something human. But mm-hmm. I think that I just became a fan to the point where I desperately want to ask you how your drink came out about your watch holder. Did you make the drink?
Oh, well. By the time our listeners are hearing this, yes.
Nice.
I have curated it. It is tasty, and it will be on the Instagram for everyone to hear and see.
Yeah, that'll be coming out this week. And once this episode comes out, people will have probably already seen it.
That's right.
It's kind of fun, like future us knows, and like, yeah, I don't know how this like works in like the, what do you call it,
the digital space
where like we don't know but we do know, and etc.
Yeah, jumping the gun, you know, as a thank you for you being on our show here, I would love to curate a cocktail for you, a Zaritsky, if you'd be down for that. I know
I'd
we're talking
for that, but it's gonna have a bitter aftertaste, I just know it.
Well, you know, It might involve some ginger.
It's only if you want to, David.
Yeah, I like that. I like where you're going with this.
I have something in mind, but you'll have to wait and see. But if you're with your blessing, I would love to curate a David Zaritsky cocktail.
And before we can curate a David Zaritsky cocktail, we got to find out a little bit more about David Zaritsky. So we have some questions for you. Like we said in our introduction, we are revisiting the topic of the Bond Fitness Challenge as two novices, and we got the ultimate nostalgic of the Bond Fitness Challenge joining us. And the biggest question that we had for you, because this is such a unique concept within such a popular culture, I want to say, like fitness in general.
Yeah.
How did you come up with this concept? Like, what was the problem you were trying to solve with this resolution?
I think the concept itself was, I remember very well, it was during the pandemic, as so many of these stories start, right? People's channels started during the pandemic, and mine definitely hit a crescendo. It was doing fine before the pandemic, and then people just had nothing to do and nowhere to go. So they were using my channel as a source of entertainment. If you remember, there were no new TV shows and no new movies at a certain point. The well was dry. But I did also notice that a lot of people were talking about things on different social channels about just being stagnant, you know, not getting up and moving and feeling tied to their desk. And they used to go out and socialize in the water cooler conversation. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is problematic. I mean, this is an epidemic where people during the pandemic should have the opportunity to go out and do more things and be active. And sometimes by choice, mostly by choice, they're just staying put. Mm-hmm. And I said, there must be something to motivate. And I can't believe it was something so obvious, but I went back to when I was in my early 30s as well-rounded, figured, atrophied individual. And I used James Bond as my motivation. And I thought, you know something, we've had a delay of Bond 25. What if I use Bond 25 as a movie? So not even James Bond, but just using that beacon, that compass to say, this is our true north, that eventually we'll all be together at a premiere somewhere. And we want to be in the best shape of our lives, or we want to be just very active. And so we're going to go on a journey together. Hashtag Bond 25 fitness challenge. It's quite a mouthful, but yeah. I put it out there and I had no idea what it would become. But I think a lot of it was, and I'm sure we'll get into the journey and discussion in detail, but a lot of it was people probably had it on the back of their mind that they wanted to start. They didn't know where to start. And more importantly, I think they wanted to do something with a community because they were so isolated. They wanted their tribe. And this, you know, a hashtag is a hashtag until you get people behind it. And suddenly there was a group behind it. So I think that was the beginnings of it.
That's awesome. That's something that's so just impactful, not just in the fact that it was like, let's get this new challenge out, this new fitness challenge. It's you found a way to funnel it into something so specific, because I feel like, you know, personally from my experience, you know, in terms of fitness and in my whole journey since I was an itty bitty child, because for some of us, it does start relatively early, which can be a good and bad thing depending on the circumstance. But it's, you know, I'm thinking about like my interests and I'm thinking about what I've liked, what I've pursued, and fitness has never been incorporated into any of those. It's always been its own separate thing. And you found a way to like layer it into that cake that people just love to consume. And as a result, they're consuming that aspect of it, which is the fitness. Like it's like tricking a kid to eat their broccoli. It's brilliant. It really is.
It tricked me.
Yeah, it did. And he dragged me into it.
For certain, like around that time, definitely in 2020, that's when I discovered like James Bond content and content creators. Lifelong fan of James Bond, of course, but during that pandemic, I had a lot of time on my hands and I did discover, you know, the Calvin Dysons and the Bond Experience and being James Bond and so on. And it was like a source of comfort. And like, I always find James Bond in general, very comforting, cozy. So there's this added layer of people like me, fans who are putting something they love out there. And when you came out with that Bond fitness challenge, and here I am just like sitting on a couch eating potato chips. It was something that really struck a chord and made it honestly interesting. Just having James Bond as like the driving force, right? Or the mascot, yeah, or
the compass.
Yeah. And at this point, it was a little later when I decided to start, but it was probably like the winter time, and here in Pennsylvania can get very snowy. And I attempted some like Rocky IV-esque workouts, being out in the snow, chopping wood, lifting logs, stuff like that. But that's where it started for me, not only as a fan of your content, but as my first steps into the Bond fitness challenge. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but one thing that I remember when this first started, because I was, you've said this, the by proxy, the by osmosis fan, I was a witness of, and also I would hear your videos, you know, in the background as he's listening to them. So, you know, I tune in, you know, again by proxy. And one thing that and correct me if I'm wrong, from what I've gathered, this isn't like a set end time to this challenge. It's the idea is it's a continuous thing. So,
which thus we got rid of 25 and 26 and all that. And I quickly changed that. And I think a lot of it became that this moved from a movement to a lifestyle. And it was interesting in the beginning. So probably like you, I received different types of emails and people, you know, either accolades or requests or whatever it is. And I get a lot of people saying, and August, you said this beautifully, that the content or just even talking about or listening about Bond in general is very comforting. It's very relaxing. And in a world of stress and uncertainty, it is something that's very familiar. And I love how you guys called it nostalgics, you know, as individuals. Nostalgia is such a powerful it could be a powerful weapon, but it could be a powerful gift. And what I wound up doing is thinking there's something much bigger here than just getting people off the couch and exercising a little bit or losing a little bit of weight. This was a way to bring people together. And I think you already know this, but one of my unspoken vision missions of my channel is positivity, just being positive and bringing people through positive, because there are those Bond channels that are negative or they foster negativity, and that's fine. You know, good and evil, you can't have one without the other, I guess. But I do feel like I've always tried to bring people together. And the more emails I receive from people saying, this part of your podcast or this part of your video changed my life, or it did this, or it stopped me from doing that, or they started sending me even pictures, like 6 months before and after pictures, or things where their wives started to do it with them. And I'm like, I hate to put it like this, because this is a public airwaves and I'm doing this. I almost started to feel like, oh, this is not just a fun, cute thing that I'm doing for stories. This is actually an important responsibility that I have, that people are changing their health, not looking like Bond. They're literally changing their health. And that's how it exists today.
That's amazing. So was this kind of the first time, or was this one of the first times that you saw the impact of your channel and the message that you were putting out from that, just having that like concrete, like receipts, essentially?
No. It was actually It was one of the last thematic, damn it. You got me all wrong, I tell you. No, it was, it's probably been one of the last but lasting thematic moments. I think one of the first things was just very naturally the style. People saying, you know, just, you know, I never thought I could talk about style. I didn't think it was a guy thing. I didn't think it was the right thing. And now I'm dressing right. I mean, all types of, you wouldn't believe the emails or conversations, or even when I see people at gatherals today, you know, I'm so busy during them. It's horrific, as you know, but even if they could tell me their story in 2 or 3 minutes, usually it's a story of evolution. Like, you know, the style discussions evolved me, the living life, the traveling stuff evolved me. And now my wife and I travel more. So it's always been like that. I just felt like the Bond Fitness Challenge was bigger than that, because style is style. Locations, food, wine, fine, all good stuff. This is your health. Like, this is like how long you will live. And it's less about, you know, how you look in a mirror or how you look to others or yourself. And it's much more about just being in existence. So yeah, it's impactful.
And I feel like there is such a conduit when you start getting into fashion and style and into like presenting yourself physically with like material things, you start to look internally afterwards. How are things fitting me? How are things? Oh, it seems that it's harder if I'm a double XL, which I don't think there's anything wrong with, but it's much more difficult to shop if you're plus size. And if you're not feeling good, you're not going to look good. So even if you remain the same size, as long as you're feeling good and you're feeling healthy and you account for that, there's going to be like that lasting impact. And I feel like you almost like set us up for this. You were like, hey, do you want to look good? Hey, do you want to travel and look good? Hey, do you want to feel good? Like, it's almost like a 1, 2, 3 kind of thing. And that's like,
you're so funny too, because I have to tell you, you just painted beautifully my journey, because my journey was, I focused on style and then thought, oh, what about food? Oh, what about locations? It was not until I was in my early 30s that I looked at everything around me and I'm like, wow, I have all these like cool skill sets. I'm doing things in these videos. Oh dear, look at the mirror. Look at you like slowly walk up a step at 32 years of age. And I thought, this is mismatched. And you did it so beautifully. It's like, how do you evolve and acquire these competencies? And that's what Bond does. Bond, you know, if you get rid of all the misogyny and murder and all that other stuff, you really have a character who loves to become a better version of themselves. And that's when I really picked up and obviously saw Bond, who is my age, exactly my age, a couple months off, and said, he walked out of the water. And I remember this even before Casino Royale. And I'm like, wow, what's my excuse? Like, I know he's getting paid to do this, but do I have to look too far off on that? And that's when I started my workout journey.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of like, for me, it's like, come for the style, come for the travel at the Bond Experience, but stay for the fitness. And
the misogyny.
And the misogyny, yes.
And the murder. Yeah.
The murder.
But like rising to the challenge and taking little bits of things that I could incorporate into my life. You know, just getting ideas from things you've put out, but just following others' journeys and just different information. Like anyone can put out their opinion about some fitness topic. Doesn't mean it's going to work for me. Doesn't mean I need to take it or accept it. But I work out and I see fitness as like building blocks. So you don't have to build the same thing, right? And you also don't have to keep what you build. You can take it down and build something else. Yeah. Always changing is how I've been approaching fitness for my whole life, really. And, you know, I've said it on our previous episodes. I've said it in public. I'll say it here now. I've been up and down with my relationship with health and fitness. I've been skinny. I've been big. You know, I've been as strong as I could possibly be, and I've been as weak as I'm surprised to be. And it's all part of the journey and the story. And some of the best stories aren't just like he made it and the end. You know, just taking little ideas. You know, reading Simon Watterson's book about intelligent fitness. And not necessarily doing all of that, but like taking a great shoulder workout from it. And I use that whenever I get to that, you know, listening to others talk about what they've gone through and some diet tips, like, you know, the weekend at Troublings or something, you know, and fasting 2 days in a row, working out every day, like tried it. Not for me.
or watermelon,
actually.
Thanks to you,
What? Ooh, that looks delish.
David, I got to thank you for something real quick because I'm a big fruit person. I grew up eating a lot of fruit. That's always been my go-to snack. I eat like 2 or 3 bananas a day with like additional fruit around that. I just love it with the passion. When we met, he broke it to me and he said, I don't like fruit. I just don't like fruit. And he doesn't eat fruit. You got him to eat fruit. You tricked him into eating his broccoli. You did it, David. He eats watermelon now. So thank you.
It works. Oh, you are so welcome. I'm so happy to pass on the junkiness of, and by junkie, I mean like in the veins, not for you. I tell you what it is too, much of the maybe chagrin of my wife. When watermelon is in season, we get 2 watermelons a week. We go through, and I mean, not cute little personal, like watermelons with 2 people, to which she eats very little of it, but it is my perfect cold, warm hug snack. It fills me up. We can talk about this because it's just us kids on the call. keeps me regular. Just, you know, you're pooping like a storm, but you're getting rid of it, like any kind of bloatation in the stomach. And, you know, your listeners should know, like at 57 and a half, I'll be 58 in January. I'm not going to give the excuse that it gets harder as you get older, but what you have to do is you have to be much more disciplined. I'm having more fun now with my fitness and nutrition than I had 10 years ago at 47. Wow. I'm in better shape now than I was at 47. I was in better shape than at 37. So, but in order to do that, in order to get better and increase your aptitude in this, your skill sets or whatever, you have to study it more. You have to like immerse yourself. So the watermelon thing just became a little bit of trial. And now, a lot of people are hooked on watermelon, which is not a bad
thing.
That's
awesome.
It's been a good tool, I don't want to say a hack, but it has been. It satisfies and satiates a lot of different things. But like this elixir that I have here, it's just blended up watermelon with some turmeric, some ginger powder, and some apple cider vinegar, lemon juice.
It smells like death, but it tastes very good.
Yeah.
You both drink that?
Well, I took a sip.
I drank that. That's
your digestive enzyme.
That's right. It's like a pre-workout thing.
You should put the recipe of that in the podcast notes. Seriously.
Ooh, good call.
Great call.
Well, I had a question for you. Just going back to the point that we just left off on. He was talking about everything that he's just kind of pulled inspiration from, and you're talking about how your fitness journey just looks you feel more fit now and it's more fun for you now than it was 10 years ago. Can you talk about how that evolution happened? Where did you draw inspiration when you first started taking this on, and where is it now?
So I can actually break it down into like almost three thematic columns. So the first one is, I started this because I wanted to look like James Bond. Simple. 32. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the way I looked. I said, I want to look like James Bond. Knowing quite well, I would never quite get to the Daniel Craig, you know, version of Casino Royale, maybe Quantum, if I was lucky. But it was that. It was be like Bond, look like Bond. It evolved after several years because I was like, hey, this is fun. Like, I'm enjoying this. And more importantly, I'm really enjoying the changes that I see physically, but I also feel. Like, I can do more. I don't get winded. I have much more energy. This was about the time when I started to need much less sleep.
Because you only sleep like, what, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
So that started that whole pattern. And I'm like, I can think better. I'm clear. It's like, what is going on here? Like, this, all ships are rising. Plus, I'm getting closer to that, like, Bond mark. Maybe more like Roger Moore in A View to a Kill. Not quite Daniel Craig yet. But the second phase, I'll say, of fitness was, then I started to do it for nutrition and health. Like, then I'm like, you know what? As I moved into my 40s, it's not just about looking like Bond. It's about feeling good as I go into my 40s and just being a good version of myself. Mm-hmm. It was probably, I want to get this right too. It was probably around 45 to 48 when I really was like, dude, you're doing really good with this. And you're like doing weaponry again. And, you know, and I'm going to be very blunt. I'm going to be a blunt instrument on this podcast because it's not mine. I was looking quite a bit better than my friends in their 20s and 30s. And I'm just like, boy, age, go F yourself. So then it was like that. But then it went into the third phase. And now let me tell you the third phase I'm in. Third phase is, I don't have to overly focus on my nutrition, health, and feeling good because I'm there. I don't have to feel like looking like Bond because I feel like I look like a really good David Zaritsky. Like, I don't use him as an emulation target at all anymore.
Nice.
But like, when I go on vacation, I research the gym there. I research what I'm going to do. And people are like, why don't you just take off? It's vacation. I'm like, no, you're missing the point. I love it. I love finding new ways to eat and new ways to make me feel better. I love taxing myself physically and the way I feel afterwards and doing that before the world wakes up and taking a walk in the evening, when even though I worked out in the morning, and then doubling up on it and figuring out how I feel the next morning. Like, I love it so much. Now it's become like a hashtag David Zaritsky thing and not so much of a Bond thing. So much, in fact, that's why the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge, I feel so passionate about it, because I kind of want like other people to feel this way.
Yeah. That's lovely. Yeah. That
was a long description. Sorry.
That's great. No, honestly, if you wanted to talk for this entire time, we would love it. I tend to interrupt is my problem. So just, you know.
No, you're great.
But I love this.
To piggyback off that real quick. You know, you mentioned your three columns, your three phases, you know, when you we're talking about being in your 30s and really making your first attempts at a healthier lifestyle. What did that look like? And let me preface by saying, like, right now we're saying we're entering round two, and we'll explain what that really means on our end. But like, for anybody who's maybe not the most healthy or wanting to, and you know, those first steps can be difficult. So hearing people's stories of how they get started is very interesting and helpful. So yeah, 30 something year old David, you said you looking on the pudgier side, let's say.
Yeah.
What did that look like for you just getting into fitness?
Well, since you set it up that we're also speaking to people out there that maybe want to go on this journey, maybe they're not feeling as fit or as happy with themselves as they could. Here's what I should say to them. I should say, start with research. and read and listen and watch videos and get your why. Get your why of why you're doing this and make sure that it's something long lasting beyond just looking like Bond. That is actually not how I started mine. Like I said, I started with a picture in my mind, almost like a mood board, if you will. And that was it. And I will tell people, because I didn't start it right, what I wound up doing is a lot of excuses in the beginning. And I hear that a lot from people of like, well, I've got little kids. Well, I've got a job that works this, or I'm tired at night. And very quickly, you need to find a difference in your prioritization. And this helps in life in general. It's like, how much do you prioritize those other things? Now, I'm not telling people that to not prioritize their children, but you're prioritizing 30 minutes of sleep versus getting up and doing 20 minutes of exercise if you cannot find time. And people tell me, I just had a friend 2 weeks ago who I know very, very well. He's in his 30s. And he goes, oh my gosh, life is so busy. You know, I've got a child, this and that. It's really hard to find time to work out. And I'm like, what time do you wake up? And he goes, 7:30. I'm like, have you tried waking up at 7? I mean, and I know it's a bit of a duh statement and he wanted to knock me over the head about it, but I'm really actually being serious. I mean, we're all tired. This mm-hmm. is not just exercise and it's not just fitness. This is testing your mettle, your discipline, if you can make the tough choices in life and not look back. And not to sound like a Rocky quote, but you know, it's not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can get hit and keep coming back for more. That is with the fitness journey. And I didn't get that in the beginning. I made excuses, I slipped, I fell, I advanced. And it wasn't until later where I'm like, wow, I'm really doing this the wrong way. Like I need to find the wine, I need to find experts. And I started working out with people much younger than me and people that were really fit. And that was the changing game for me. When I started working out with people that knew how to do bench press and were fit, and I could look at them and go, it's not Bond. It's I'm just hanging out with these guys and we're doing things together. And they're not saying like, hey, David, you're a little soft, atrophied executive. What are you doing here? I was just in it for the fitness journey with them, just like we're all in it with hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge. So mm-hmm. I would say, really do find your why, do the research, and please take a look at your excuses and find out outside of like, I just lost my legs in an accident and I need to find a different way. You probably have no real good excuses.
Yeah.
Sounds harsh. I know.
It's true though. I agree with you completely. I feel like there's always, it's like if you didn't know how to read. You know, but you had every resource. Some people don't have the resources and that's fine. But why wouldn't you? If you have access, if you have 30 minutes, this is something that when I was had a very difficult relationship with exercise because all the exercise that I knew, and I just found this out about you through my husband this morning. So I used to do karate. That was my big after school thing. And I hear that you are also a man of the martial arts. I did it from 10 years old to 16. I quit when I was a black belt. I told my mom enough is enough because it was like, it was Kenpo karate. It was very Americanized. And have you seen Napoleon Dynamite out of curiosity?
Sure, of course.
You know, Rex Kwon Do?
If
you combine him with the coach from Karate Kid, but the mean one, not the good one, obviously.
Cobra Kai guy.
Yeah, it was a combination. That was my instructor. So it was just a lot of that. And it was 6 years of awful hell, but I got through it. But I got through it as a fit individual. And once I left that, I didn't know how to navigate my own fitness. And that's always something I struggled with until I found you. I always thought you had to go 100%, 100%, 100%. You have to starve yourself. You have to do, it was a lot of unhealthy habits, essentially, to reach a certain point. But if you're not going to take care of yourself, you're not going to get to the point of like a healthy body. So when we first met, August told me, just do 2 push-ups tomorrow. And I was like, well, 2 push-ups, that's not going to do anything. And he was like, yeah, but that's 2 more push-ups than you did yesterday.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, and like the baby steps and the transitioning into that was such, like had such a big impact on that, on my mentality when it came to finding my why and finding that it was once upon a time to look skinny. And that was it. That was always the big goal. And it, when you're not, when you have like that set idea in your head that you're so strung up on with no actual steps to get there, I don't think that's a bad goal, but it just wasn't for me. That wasn't motivating enough for me to get there. And being strong. That was just changing the script. It's not about being skinny. It's about being strong. If you fall on your butt, are you able to get yourself back up? I worked with children for a very long time. I was a preschool teacher. If a kid falls from the play structure, am I going to be able to catch them? Am I going to be able to hold two kids who are literally in a fist fight and hold them apart from each other? Keeping the children safe was like my top priority. And I was always the one that once I started getting into more fitness and actually demonstrating that I was strong, that I could run after the children that ran off into the road and all that, I was the one being called on to do these things. They'd be like, Margo, so-and-so's running. And I'd go, and it was great. And there was almost this like superhero aspect to it. And that it became more than just, I want to be strong. It was, I want to be reliable. I want people to see me as a reliable person. And being, you know, having a husband who includes me in so many of his activities and in his friendships, you know, if somebody needed help moving or somebody needed help with like a Facebook market find that was heavy, I was always included and recruited. And there was like such a joy to that. And there was something that was just so wonderful about feeling like my physical capabilities is benefiting someone. And that was something that if like back in 2014, if you had told me, do you want to be reliable? I guaranteed it would have changed my entire outlook on what fitness meant to me, because having that physical goal just wasn't it. It just wasn't enough. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, August showed me was, well, through the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge was the why. What is your why? And it can't be just like a picture on a wall, you know, where like it's like tucked into your mirror and you're looking at it every morning and you're like, one day I'll look like that. You know, it's like, it's not an 80s movie, it's reality. Yeah. And taking your environment into consideration, take your daily activity into consideration. That's something that I never did until the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge. And so thank you, because it really did have such an impact. And it was really cool because I wasn't directly getting that from you and your content. It was my husband was getting that from you. And then
I just pretended like it was my idea.
But you know what I mean?
Go for it.
You adapted it because you saw what I was struggling with, which is what I love about this, is you're drawing inspiration from different places. And as a result, you're able to adapt what those circumstances are and then give actual advice to people and be like, look at what you have. Here's what you can do.
And that's a really good point, because I do believe and I try to preach that everybody needs an August. I mean, I had one.
That's right.
In the beginning, I did. I had my Yoda, my Obi-Wan, whatever you want to call them, but in the form of Tony Horton, P90X. So I started doing P90X. And Tony Horton, I remember this, I played DVDs and I would watch them and it would go, move to DVD number 3. And I'd go to DVD number 3. And Tony Horton, though, I used him because he would say things like, all right, everybody, let's get going. And listen, if you're tired, don't forget, somebody out there chose to eat a donut today versus do the next 20 minutes. Let's hit it. And that little thing, that little nugget was so important, because I'm like, he's right. Like someone out there is choosing donuts or bagels to eat for breakfast. And instead, first thing in the morning, I'm doing this. And by the way, I shifted all of my fitness activities from evening until first thing in the morning. So there'd be no excuses, never an excuse. Plus, muscle metabolizes better in the morning than it does at night.
Cool.
I would take my protein within 15, 20 minutes after working out. I still do that today. So certain habits have been shared to me and I've been sharing to others. And I think that's part of the, I hate to say responsibility or commitment of the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge, but if there are people that truly have embraced it, it probably is incumbent upon them to share it out accordingly.
Yep. Don't gatekeep. Share your knowledge. You gotta make sure that you're looking out for your peers. And this is something I love about the Bond community. This is kind of an off topic thing, but as a little novice myself, never having indulged in any kind of Bond, you know, content or anything, from the movies to just, you know, actual influencers or anything, books, whatever. I have been feeling so welcomed in this community, and I am very shocked by how relevant it is to my own life, even not being a Bond fan. The Bond Fitness Challenge, perfect example. Excellent movies here and there, making fun of some movies while still loving them. All those tiny little nuances within the Bond community is something that has just been so inviting. And obviously this August is to be credited for this because he has transitioned me into this community very smoothly. But just being at like a Bond and Beyond and, you know, first time meeting you and meeting all these other Bond enthusiast nostalgics, you know, I felt my place there as a novice. Like it worked and it made me feel so included. And that's what the Bond Fitness Challenge does. I feel like it just, it makes people feel included in a community that they may not imagine themselves being into, which is they are a Bond fan. They're in that community, but now they get to be part of the fitness community.
And no matter where they are in the journey, and you can apply that nomenclature to the Bond Fitness Challenge or James Bond as a hobby. Like, by the way, I have to tell you, Margot, it's a funny joke amongst us, amongst us older guys that have been around, to hear you constantly say, I'm not nostalgic. You're running out of time, young lady. You are quick, not going to be able to use that in a good 5 days or so, because every time I hear your podcast, and I do not miss one of yours, by the way, I heard The Beauty of Kill. I heard that on the way to Jamaica. I finished it when I was there in Jamaica. It was amazing listening. I agree with everything you said. It was like listening to a Mystery Science Theater. That's why it was fun. But I will say this, you're running out of time with that, but it doesn't matter, because nobody says to anybody in the Bond community, at least I haven't seen it, how many years have you been a Bond fan and what's your stance on this and how long have you been in the Bond community and who's David Zaritsky and can you name Calvin Dyson's last video? Like, nobody is doing that bullshit, because it does not matter. Mm-hmm. You start with this little tiny crust of I have an appreciation, or as I said, proxy of it, but then you quickly find out, and I hope more, I'm just going to say this, I hope more women understand this, and not just spouses.
Yeah.
Like, we love women to be a part of this more, because this is not a community that's about grabbing ass or anything. It's about enjoying no matter what the gender or proclivity or politics. Like, you will never, I promise you, you could go through all 1,000 of my videos, you will never hear one word of politics or religion ever, because I want everybody to feel welcome. So the Bond Fitness Challenge, it can't say to people, well, when you're in this type of shape and you've whittled it down to you have devil horns coming out of your jeans, join us. I mean, that is just the biggest bullshit. It's got to be, listen, you lost, or you're found, or are you an Abercrombie model? Doesn't matter. Join in. Have fun. We'll have a laugh. That's it.
Damn.
And there's so many, you know, fandoms that are out there, like your Star Wars, like your, I know we're big into pro wrestling, and it's always like, can you match my fandom? Is it bigger than mine? And there's a lot of, you know, just bullying. There can be, there's some beauty in everything, of course, but with the James Bond community, we've got to experience it firsthand over this summer, meeting you and meeting others, that it is so welcoming and shared, and it's a beautiful thing. And so is, in turn, that Bond Fitness Challenge, because it doesn't matter if you're just getting started, well seasoned, if you're novice or nostalgic, you know what I mean? And as far as fitness goes, any and all come on in, and or at least that's the way I've felt and seen it. And, you know, coming into what I've been dubbing our round two, you know, it never stopped. I mentioned like in 2020 is really when I was like, you know what, that's a cool place to start. And, you know, I saw personal heights for myself in fitness. And then, you know, injuries happen and, you know, you start up again, and then, you know, we're going to get married. So I wanted to lose as much weight as possible. This was like 2 years ago. Yeah. And, you know, it's like trying to mostly aesthetics, but I got to the point last year where I wanted to just feel better. I had kind of got to a nice weight. I just wanted to feel better. And unfortunately, I got injured.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I actually mentioned it in our previous, like flag in the ground, we're starting the Bond Fitness Challenge a year ago, that I had hurt my back. Well, it turned out well after that episode, got much worse. I broke my back and I had shifted everything in my left shoulder over. So it just damaged all kinds of muscles. And I was really trying to get in shape still, because I wanted to do a play that was going to be very physical. I act on the side, and I, you know, probably further injured myself. And then in doing this show, I broke half of my foot. So all last year, I was a mess. Into this year, I was
like
a mess.
Mr. Glass.
Like Mr. Yes. Glass.
They call me Mr. Glass.
They call me Mr. Glass.
That's great.
Oh my gosh.
Like to also just slightly interrupt as I do. He went 3 months without seeing a doctor. That's how he found out.
Four months.
That's such a guy thing.
It is such a guy thing. You have to take care of yourself. And this brings it back to health. It's about health. It's about being good. It's about if you break your back, go to a doctor. But you didn't know.
Did you ever say how you broke your back? How did you break your back?
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of funny.
I'm sure I'm going to be laughing.
I was walking down our stairs, and they're just wooden stairs. I had a cup of coffee and do-do-do. And we have this little side sunroom, and Margo was doing her daily Bond Fitness thing where she stretches. She has a stretching routine.
I've had a stretching routine since I was 18 years old, so I've been doing it for the past 12 years. And it's the same 20 minutes every day, and it helps me get up, stay strong, whatever, this and that. But so I'm doing like a just a, you know, whatever. I'm in a position, right. And I just hear, dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum. Oh.
And I look over, and this guy looks like, he's taking a knee. He's looking like a gladiator, like hunched over. There's coffee all over the walls, and he doesn't like me fussing over him. So I slowly walk up to him and I go, "Are you okay?" Because I was freaking out in my head.
Right.
From my point of view, I was just walking down the stairs with my coffee, and I looked up and I saw my wife stretching. I was like, "Oh," and then I missed the step, and I just went whoop. Bam.
Can I tell you, that is the much better version of the story. Like, she was doing downward dog.
Yeah.
And as the Swiss do, she was totally nude. And you were just like,
what's like going on here? Yeah.
And broken back, worth it.
See, it was. Yeah. It was.
From my perspective, it was like a cartoon who went pum, 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 on his butt down the stairs. But
it's all a matter of perception.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just a one hard whack, like, into my spine.
How are you doing now? Like, is this something that, when it rains, you feel it? Like, is it creeping up still? Like, she's cracking up. She's awful.
Because it's kind of true. So yeah, that happened last year. And eventually I did go to a doctor. And eventually I started physical therapy and did that for a very long time. Without getting into too much detail, I'm in between doctors right now. After 6 months is when they determined, like, oh, maybe it's actually this problem. Like, maybe I need to see someone else. So I'm like kind of doing my own physical therapy now. And I took a long break over the winter and most of this year just because I was in so much pain, my back, and I could hardly walk because of my foot. Mm-hmm. And over these past 2 months is when I was like, I need to start getting back into shape. It's one of those deals. You have to, you know, gauge yourself and understand what you're going through and where you're at physically, health wise. And it was at the point where I needed to start incorporating some physical activity to, like, maybe strengthen these things that are weak now. You know, my damaged muscles need strengthened again. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm in like miserable pain, but it's,
you know, and not to make light of this too. I mean, you're outlining, you said, I don't want to go on with this, but quite frankly, this is so important for your listeners and anybody who's trying to do the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge to understand is that this is not about a smooth road. Like, there are going to be something called life that's going to get in the way. To me, that is part of the very James Bond aspect of, you know, if James Bond had a mission that everything went great, the movies would be 17 minutes long. But obstacles, things come in the way, damage gets done. I've had injuries. And then what I have to do is strategically think about, how do I change my diet based on the injury? How do I lift differently? The other day, oh my gosh, in Jamaica, I was incredibly active in Jamaica, doing great. And then I came home and I felt like this weird tinge in my, and I don't feel tinges at all, but I felt like this tinge. And I'm like, you know what? For 3 days, I'm going to do something very different. I didn't stop working out. I just did something different strategically. I researched it. I looked it up. And then 3 days later, whether it was PT or not, it was healed. And now I'm back to my regular programming. but this is all part of it, what you went through. And I'm actually glad that they heard you say that, because otherwise we're just telling people about the superlative moments, the pretty moments.
Yeah.
There are ugly moments with this. There are moments that people that love you and you love them are actually going to try to thwart you. As strange as that sounds, I've had people that follow this who have told me, my wife is trying to get me to eat more sweets. My wife doesn't like this because now she wonders why I'm trying to get into good shape. Is there somebody else? Like there's stuff that happens. But you got to understand it's a part of educating others sometimes as well as yourself.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting topic too. The whole idea of like influence on others and how others will influence you in that direction. I have frequently had this kind of encounter where like him and I are on like, you know, I don't want to call it like a health binge or whatever, but you know, maybe it's like, all right, now I'm cutting, like currently now I'm cutting down sugar. But before that, it was always cutting down. I just don't really drink anymore. That's been my big thing. I feel better, clearer. I go to bed. I cut out caffeine too. That really helped. Oh, was it? Hey,
Polar household.
Look at us.
Have you ever tried the toasted coconut?
That's a toasted coconut? No.
I don't think we have.
Is it good?
It is unbelievable. It has changed. It's again, it's like a watermelon thing. It has changed my life.
Oh my gosh. For the listeners.
It is like drinking a, tell them.
For the listeners, we just had a little moment. David just showed in the camera that he is drinking a toasted coconut polar. And unbeknownst to him, I am drinking a cranberry lime polar. Look at us.
Looks amazing. Hey. We're sharing flavors.
Yes, we are.
And we're doing it in front of her husband, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know, just on seltzers, like a little hack moment. I need to look that up. I really don't think we have that flavor here in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, you're right.
I don't think so.
I've never Guess seen what?
A next gather all. You need to pick up a couple cases.
All right. One more reason to go, right?
I enjoy an alcoholic beverage, mm-hmm. of course. It's been one of my vices, in fact. And I enjoy beer. Mm-hmm. Well, I've discovered these, I think it's Lagunitas. And they do a seltzer. It's like a seltzer beer. There's zero calories, zero sugar. It's like this polar, but it's just flavored with hops.
Yeah.
That's been hack for me.
It's a knockoff IPA. It's great. Yeah. But so to that point though, when I started cutting out alcohol and cutting out sugar, you know, I'm hanging out with my friends and they're like, hey, let's have a drink. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. And I order a water or I order like I don't really drink soda in general, but like, you know, some sparkling water or something. And there's that, like that moment where they're like, come on, just have one with me. And I feel I'm sure you can empathize with this, where you don't want to tell your friend, like, you're being unhealthy and I don't want to be unhealthy right now. That's essentially the message that they're going to interpret. If I say, oh, I'm trying to cut it out because I just want to feel better, they almost take that as an attack on themselves. And I don't think they're doing it intentionally. Yeah. My friends are very kind people, but there have been a few moments where like it kind of brings down the mood because of the way they interpret it. Not like, oh, cool, that's awesome, good for you, I'll drink, but you do whatever you want. Because I'm still going to be fun. I won't be as fun as if I'm like, you know, blackout drunk, but still I'll be fun. It's all good. But there have been that moment where like, or there has been that moment where I'm telling someone, oh, I'm just not going to have a dessert, or I'm not going to this and that. Cause you know, and I don't even give them an excuse, but they're like, why? And I'm like, you don't.
Yeah.
Okay. It's cause I want to be healthy. Like, oh, but why don't you don't want to just have fun with me? And I'm like, well, okay, listen, like it's exactly what you're describing, where it's like that negative influence. Because they're almost taking it as an attack on them.
It's what you're describing though. And it's this, listen to me carefully, because I'm not saying this is an age thing, but it's a maturity thing. So a lot of people, they think that they're seeing a reflection of their vices or their worst side. And then they feel like you're holding a mirror up to their issues. You're not doing that. You're educating them on yours and that everything's fine. In fact, many people, if you say you're not going to have a drink tonight, they go, oh, is it okay if I do? Yeah. Like the very fact that person needs to ask permission is not something they need to do, but they almost think like, oh, so are you going to admonish me for having a drink? Happily, I will tell you, I've observed, because I do a lot of business entertainment in my industry, that is really disappearing very quickly. I go out, and I would say with business people of all ages and gender, 50% drink and 50% don't anymore. It really has become to those numbers. I'm probably much more like August in the sense that I will have a drink. Mm-hmm. I will have two drinks. I will never have three drinks. And my friends know this. If I go to a gatherall, if I go to, think of the most raucous, all day long James Bond event, you may see me always holding something that looks like a drink, but I will only have two drinks. In fact, I'll drink a gin and tonic, I'll drink another gin and tonic, and then I'll have a seltzer with lime in it because it looks like a gin tonic.
Very nice.
But it's a prop. And so it's just my habit that I've done for the last 10 years is I do not have more than two drinks. There's never a situation where my time is going to get better with more than two drinks in me. I just know me.
Nice. That's what it is. It's knowing yourself and knowing how you're going to be interacting with whatever it is that you're putting inside your body. And until you know that 100%, you can't have somebody tell you how you should be in one moment. One moment. Yeah. That's all it is. One moment will make a difference. It means, you know, maybe I had one extra drink and for some reason I'm hungover the next day and I miss my workout just because I didn't want to insult my friend. Like it can yeah. snowball, and we don't really think about these things.
You nailed it, because the thing that people that think about nutrition and fitness, and not to a fault, just even think about it, is if you've worked hard for weeks on end, if you've made sacrifices or you've showed discipline, why would you want to have the ruination of that in one evening?
Yeah.
So I have a lot of people say to me, well, surely you have cheat meals. Is it every 2 weeks? Is it every week? Is it every month? And I tell them, I do not have cheat meals. Like if I want to eat something, I'm going to eat something. But to say like, okay, this meal, I'm going to negate the last 2 weeks of what I've been doing is just batshit crazy to me. I just don't get it. It's like, I'm not feeding. First of all, that's feeding the idea that the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge is about denial. To me, it's not denial. Everything I eat, my wife is dairy-free, gluten-free. Mm-hmm. Our house is super healthy. We don't have sodas. We have seltzers, right?
I guess.
But it's like I'm surrounded by this and we're so happy. Like, I love the food we eat. Like, I'm not sitting there going, miserable son of a bitch. It doesn't have no sugar in it. I need me a Cadbury bar. I don't know why I put that accent on, but I just don't feel that way. So why would I ruin that all in one evening? I just don't understand it.
Yeah. It's so interesting because it's like, I'm still kind of at that point where I'm that's my big vice is the sweets. The sugar has been incredibly difficult to cut back on.
We live very close in walking distance to a great candy store and a great Asian bakery and great French bakery.
Yeah, that I used to work at too. So they know me.
Don't deny yourself. Just it's math. You know, you don't need a whole slice of cake, three bites, and you understand the taste of it.
That's right. And that's something that when he first told me about this hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge, he told me about how you take one bite of a cake and you're like, that's it. I get the idea. It's very delicious. Thank you. I couldn't process that. Mind you, I used to be a heavy smoker. I used to be a pack a day since I was 16.
She's European.
That's true. I am Swiss after all. That's not even an excuse. That's just a California thing. Anyways. But, so I quit that. That was easier than quitting the sugar. It's really crazy. Just like all those things that will impact you like that, where not drinking, easy peasy. I'm trying to think of what else. Caffeine. I just switched to tea. That was it. And just cutting back on that was totally fine. It's the sugar. That's always been my biggest thing. And that's a conversation I need to have with myself, because even now I know, like, tonight, tomorrow, the next day, I don't think that aha moment is going to come to me. I can't say when it will, but I can't expect it to just be like a fix and here we go. It's so deep rooted in like my childhood and my just the way that I've always been the sweets person, and that's a conversation I need to have with myself.
Everybody needs their arch nemesis. Everybody needs a Blofeld, and I do believe I've sort of turned the corner in understanding, you know, hey, carbs used to be my enemy. They're like a silver. I could take them or leave them. My Blofeld is sugar. It's honestly sugar and processed sugar. So I know now, I've studied him like an enemy, this sugar, and it's like cocaine. It's very addictive. Mm-hmm. I know I can order every dessert on the menu and have one bite. I know I'll pay for it. I'll have my run-in with Blofeld, and then I have to mathematically determine, almost like a strategy of like a second mission, what am I doing about the bloating? What am I doing about the after effects of sugar? So I would literally tell you to name your enemies like Bond villains and go after them in a strategic way, just like Bond would.
That's not, I didn't, you know, it's so funny. I was just saying like, I don't think this problem is going to be solved yet. That's brilliant. Your nemesis. I don't have an enemy. I have enemies, but I don't have an army. Yeah, but I don't have an arch nemesis.
And they're not all equal. They're not all equal because that's need carbs. We need carbs. But do you need an entire giant bowl of carbs with bolognese sauce? I don't think so. But because that's a huge army, like invading your volcano of a flora in your stomach. You don't need that.
Bond goes so much deeper than I understand. This is crazy.
Where's Simon Waterson when you need him?
Yeah. And that's a great like call to kind of what we like sort of represent or attempt to is squeezing a little James Bond where you don't necessarily expect to, you know, whether it's we're talking about diet and like how you just claim naming your foods after Bond enemies, like that's cool. Great. And you know, you go somewhere, like we went to San Francisco. We didn't go to San Francisco to see the Golden Gate Bridge because Max Zorn fell off that thing.
Sure.
We went to, you know, explore places Marco grew up. And, you know, just like where you go, we find joy in pulling James Bond into it. Hence the Bond Fitness Challenge. We found joy because Bond is there and it's comforting. It's familiar. It's cozy. It's challenging. It's a plethora of
it's inviting
of things. And it's inviting just like the Bond community. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love also how you. There are little things that you can adopt. Like you don't have to wave the flag as high as I do, but you know, even doing this podcast, you know, us curating this subject is an important one, but I've noticed that on your stories, you're posting some of your meals and they look amazing. But they're also, they're choices. Like you had a choice. Like actually you could post a picture of pizza and baked goods and all that stuff and say, you know, been attacked, you know, I want for the challenge help, you know, because I've done that from time to time. I'll listen, everybody does this. You know, we're not walking above the earth, is to talk about the holes in the ground and the foibles and the mistakes and the humanity of trying to do something like this and the difficulty because things taste really good in life. But I do love how you found your own corner in doing this. And I think that's important to get the message out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And you know, with this round two that we're attempting, it does have to do with, like I mentioned, like injury and reintroducing exercising. But also, you know, at the time of this recording and when this episode's out, you know, we're entering that holiday season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we big Italian family, European family.
Yeah.
And, you know, there will be those opportunities to indulge and overindulge. And,
Linden, you know, Apfelkuchen. Yeah,
we will slip. And I don't even want to put it as slip because I see the banana peel and I am going to step on it purposely. I know it's going to happen.
You just say talking about Blofeld got me real jazzed because I'm also a big anime fan. And I'm thinking like now I'm like, oh, this is my Orochimaru, you know, like now I'm pulling from all sources of inspiration. I'm imagining myself holding a katana and all that. And I'm like, yeah, this is, I think I'm going to face my Blofeld, my Orochimaru on Christmas. I think I can do it. Okay. I think that's going to be my goal. And actually, not to make this about myself, but this is a question that I think would be great to like wrap up on. We've talked about our past. We've talked about our present. What does the future hold for you in the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge?
You know, one of the things I want to do is continue these moments, talking about it more. I have some upcoming videos I'm doing with Simon Waterson, which is great because a lot of people pay attention because he's trained Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. He's trained Marvel people. Oh, and some guy named Daniel Craig as James Bond. So having people with a voice, I think, is definitely a part of the future of this. More people sharing it beyond me. I mean, there was a time when I would just kind of float it out there, but I think that's going to be the future. And by the way, the other part of the future, and August, I'm going to give you credit for this, is everybody just understanding and embracing the fact that the hashtag Bond Fitness Challenge is like DNA. It's going to be different for everybody because everybody's journey is different. So it doesn't need to be like, David, what's your workout regimen? Because I want to follow, or David, what's your diet? It's like, you know what? This is mine. But yours might be totally different because maybe you live across the street from a really good bakery. Or maybe, you know, your Christmas is about enjoying all those things where there's nothing wrong with that. It's just understanding the math, the science, the research, and what do you need to do to thwart, you know, the enemies when they attack, you know, and don't even call them enemies, but those little setback banana peel moments. Like, it's okay to watch your wife stretch, but just hold that cup of coffee really tight. Like, these are like little things you have to do to make your mission successful. That's all.
That's great advice. I will try to follow it. I'll try to follow it. You know,
I think you will.
You know, I mentioned slipping on the banana peel. It's going to happen. We're human beings, but you know, a good part of this that I'm viewing it as is prevention over intervention. Whereas, you know, we're establishing good habits or our own habits, right? Yeah. My own exercise routine that works for my schedule and my lifestyle that I can stick to. Diet wise, what I can stick to. So when I do eat 55 cookies and have more than two drinks, I can just kind of get back into the routine as opposed to starting the routine, not the, the New Year's resolution mentality. Like, I'll get to it next year kind of thing with the holidays. Prevention over intervention. Let's start it now. And, you know, for me, like I said, just kind of getting back into it and being okay with that, which is also kind of tough. You know, a lot of this is, yes, diet and routine, but it's psychological, right? There is science to it also, but a lot of it's psychological. And Margo mentioned it earlier, but like the whole, did you do two pushups yesterday? Well, just do two today. You don't have to do 50 kind of thing. If you're just getting started, getting those small victories, I think, is important.
Attainable goals, measurable goals.
You know, I'm just getting back into working out after injury and seeing like, oh, I can only lift this much, where before I could lift so much more, and it's frustrating. But then after like a month or two of doing this, I'm like, oh, I'm getting stronger again.
You're saying some important thing. We're going to have to do a part two, if you guys don't mind, because we haven't even gotten into the psychology of things. Like the whole idea of these types of things we're talking about doing, fight off depression. It's proven, you know, they say people that are suffering from depression, besides obviously seeking help, of course, is to make their bed. Just make your bed. If you can make your bed, you've done one thing incremental for your day, one thing for your surrounding. Even beyond that, this type of thing that we're talking about does lift your spirits. And the one thing I always tell people is eat that cake. Don't beat yourself up. Don't go into a depression. And first of all, don't think for a moment that you're starting all anew. This isn't like, you know, a video game where it's like, oh, I died, now game over. Let me hit restart. You have all the gains there because you have the knowledge. You have the psychology of doing something for yourself that's good for you. Like, nobody can take that away. Even if you eat 6 days and 55 cookies of drinks and all this other stuff. So just your next meal, eat a good one. That's it.
Just start there.
Infinite game overs in this.
That's wonderful.
I love that too. Yeah.
Infinite game overs. That's good.
But you know what? Game over for us.
Once again, David, it was a pleasure having you on here and just chatting it up and, you know, talking journeys and just life and whatever came in between.
And thank you for your insight too. Just there's once again, like I really didn't think, I knew we were going to walk away with a lot from this conversation on our end, but not, you have reframed something for me that I've been struggling with for a very long time. And that's my relationship with sugar. And that's something now I can't say now, oh, I'm fixed. Look, or, you know, everything's good. We're going to see how I interpret that in my own habits. So, but thank you for giving me that and for giving us such an enlightened conversation, really giving us something to think about post this whole conversation. So, and thank you for just being so delightful and coming on for this.
Thank you. Well, let's do this on a semi-regular basis, and this way we can follow our journeys together.
If you insist, of course, we'd love to have you.
You two are terrific. I love, again, I hate to be like bookending this with positivity, but you guys are such a wonderful, wonderful collective spirit and positive. And so wonderful to have you a part of, inside of, and ingrained in the Bond community. I'm proud of what you guys are doing. You guys are really making a difference very quickly. So thank you for everything you do. Truly.
That's really kind of you. Thank you so much. And thank you for being such a strong influence on our, you know, nostalgic and our novice selves. So thank you for that, because
you had
quite the impact on us. So thank you again.
No, thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Polar.
That's Polar right. Oh, for please, all your Polar.
Yeah, please break up my tears with some Polar. Thank you, David. And yeah, you know, David Zaritsky of the Bond Experience. Mm-hmm. Where can these listeners find you and hear more,
even if they have already? Because
it's if you can find me, you have to search on YouTube and Instagram. It's called The Bond Experience. Just enter it in there, and I apologize ahead of time for, you know, me being in a lot of the videos.
Thank you so much, David. And with that, I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And I'm David.
And this has been
A Good Squeeze.